only be located, that the church is not the sanctuary, but simply the worshippers connected with the sanctuary, and the land of Canaan is not the sanctuary, but that it is the place where the typical sanctuary was located. Now the point being this, brothers and sisters, if you're going to look to the pioneers for some kind of insight on the glorious land in verse 41, then I would submit that in terms of identifying the glorious land of verse 41 as the United States, that the pioneers understood that the United States had been divinely protected. They believed it had been preserved and as an asylum for God's people, for this gathering that took place after the Dark Ages. And then when you start getting more specific about the different symbols of Bible prophecy that are associated with this study, you know, the glorious land or the glorious holy mountain, that the pioneers were very careful to identify that the land of Canaan was different than God's church, and God's church was different than the land of Canaan. To identify the glorious land as God's church is to stand in opposition to J.N. Andrews and the pioneers. And also, that when you're speaking about the glorious land of verse 41, let's remember that Hiram Edson, one of the pioneers, specifically says that the glorious land of verse 41 is the United States. Now, with those ideas, pioneer positions in place, let's go look at some of the places where Sister White speaks about the United States and its purpose and its role. And brothers and sisters, if you look closely, and those that want to call the glorious land God's church, from my perspective, have not looked closely. But if you look closely, you find over and over again passages where there's a specific distinction between God's people, his church, and the land that was given to the church in order to provide the environment for the church to do the gospel work. And one of those passages is found in Jeremiah 3, 18 and 19. And if you turn your Bible to there, we'll read that together. But one of the reasons that this passage is so important in my mind is that Sister White quotes Jeremiah 3, verses 18 and 19, and then she comments on it. And I want you to see that in Jeremiah's two verses here, that he's going to make a clear distinction between the pleasant land. And brothers and sisters, there isn't any Bible commentators that are going to argue that the pleasant land isn't another way of saying the glorious land. They're the same entity. And Jeremiah here is going to speak about the pleasant land, but he's also going to talk about God's church.